My homies, how you living? This is Archangel. Just the other day, I was talking with a guy who presumes to preach red pills to me. He is a conservative, and like most males, he thinks resolution lies in conservatism, wholly ignorant of the fact that females gained power under traditionalist, good old boys club, it's a man's world, patriarchy-flavored conservatism. Anyhow, we were talking about the toxicity of male existence today, and one guy was all, Trump this and Trump that, like he is the antidote to gynocentrism. Then a third guy says to the first one, man, you are so lucky you have a traditionalist girlfriend. I let out an exasperated, really? Are you kidding me? Conservative chicks are just as provision-thirsty as feminists. They divorce church-going men in the same numbers. They have the social power to destroy you any time they want. The guy was like, no, she would never do that. She's die-hard conservative, right? Returning his glance from me to the first guy. And the clueless boyfriend triumphantly reports, yep, she's totally conservative, reassured that his Christian conservatism would protect him. Well, hallelujah! The male plight has been heard, unbeknownst to abused males the world over. Even as we speak, a beautiful cloud of mystical creatures is coming to save us. Salvation is just a breast away. Look at popularized culture around the world, and you will see more radicalism amongst feminism. You will also, however, observe feminism hemorrhaging members, as more and more females are claiming traditional conservatism or old-fashioned values or anti-feminist leanings. I observe in my personal surroundings and online, more and more females are speaking for men and chastising women. This is even fooling many in the male empowerment realms, who think hypergamy, male devaluation, even disposability is in decline, maybe even coming to an end. Sorry, but male disposability is how the world exists. Are we going to sacrifice females to meet the cost of civilization maintenance? But guys think a few chameleon silver-tongued opportunists singing the red pill male abuse song is proof of improvement. Really? Ask yourself, where were all these unicorns over the years when feminism was benefiting females? Now that feminism is becoming a laughingstock and a liability, as their zealous misandristic rabidity is waking men up, so females are doing a two-step, and now they are reforming, and they care about guys. In case you have been out of the loop, it is becoming super toxic to be male today in this insatiable foam-at-the-mouth manhunt social atmosphere, where chicks are utilizing the stigma of the rape culture they decry to confiscate male money, depose male positions of accomplishment, and sway the general state of media, government, and society towards the narrative they sell, which is female victimization. Men abuse women, so we need to give chicks more stuff. The end goal of the collective feminine is not equality with community fairness parades and equity picnics, but rather total domination. A society of princesses with male minions openly subservient to women, pathetic manservants fastidiously tending the whims of goddesses. Women desire open, conspicuous Y-chromosomed bodyguards, manual laborers, whipping boys, court jesters, stepping stones, and of course, disposable cannon fodder to keep the tentative peace between nations in order to uphold the liberties and entitlements that a female-favoring paradigm mandates in order to allow females the sustenance required to gestate life. Something is going on. You see it. You feel it in the air. There is growing unrest, division in the populace. Something is stirring up races, cultures, religions, people of all oppositions against one another. Yet the largest division in the human animal is sex, male or female. Everything else falls into these two categories. So the most fundamental conflict is between sexes, as it always has been, and thus our current atmosphere is merely an extension of the War of the Roses. All this social justice warring and female hashtag movements, all the rioting and mob rallying, all this unrest is a chess move, a battle strategy by the collective feminine obeying their inherent power lust. And by using people's programmed aversion to sexual assault, females are trying to forcibly insert their agenda into government, media, entertainment, corporation, schooling, every part of society. And this will hopefully get worse, so that males will be fully shaken from their female exalting complacency. In case you have taken up residence under a rock, or live in an isolated rural Pleasantville bubble, or are simply downplaying social thunderstorms because you are a clueless blue doormat or a spineless vulva addict in denial, well, allow me to inform you, the climate is volatile in Western culture. Males are abused and vilified without mercy or shame. However, life thrives in even the most hostile environments, and people, animals that they are instinctually driven to adapt to sate the only natural law existing, survival, both individual and species. So even amongst toxicity, there will spring opportunists adapting to take advantage of this caustic climate of males awakening to their own devaluation. People who formerly courted feminism may now try to reposition themselves for enrichment in this newly emerging male empowerment wave. Such opportunists may dissent from flagrant male besmirchment and try their hand at male consolation. Yet these opportunists are self-enriching and rudderless, meaning if a new paradigm of sewer rat rights and artichoke coffee became trendy, opportunists would embrace and adapt to new fashions in order to profit. But have no illusions, opportunists adapt for self. They do not champion the ideology they conform to. They seek survival, comfort, and personal enrichment no matter the circumstances, and male awakening attracts the very same quality bottom feeder. Translated, as male devaluation and degeneration continues, and the social dynamic begins shifting from female exaltation and ass-kissing to trepidation and anxiety over this growing body of angry, mistreated, increasingly vocal males, there will be a significant wave of special, different, not like that females to come in and take advantage of the disenfranchised male masses. Self-proclaimed unicorns who go above and beyond to paint themselves fair, logical, neutral, even caring, a male empowerment ally. Females who adapt to environment by exercising zealous hyperbole and telling guys what they want to hear to affect personal enrichment, even if that personal enrichment is merely a cozy protected place in this new male empowerment paradigm. There will also be an increase in reformed male feminists embracing a traditionalism renaissance. But these dudes are fake as a $4 bill. They are validation addicts, simply seeking enrichment amidst a churning social climate where the exalted class is squeezing the slave class for more, which is causing the subjugated to awaken and rebuke their hitherto opaque servitude. But these costume-changing guys do not care about male welfare. They still worship females, the same as they did when they were cream-filled, lactating little female doormats. Beware, this new wave of male allies seeks enrichment and narrative sway amongst male awakening. Yup. Deny and justify male devaluation and mistreatment to your heart's content. However, it is getting so toxic, even certain politicians and public figures have tweeted how dangerous it is for men. Understand this, no matter what they call themselves, traditional conservative, religious, old-fashioned, anti-feminists, females love the entitlements that feminism has secured them, namely chivalry and equal outcome. Skirts do not want to give up their posh thrones, and hence, if guys were not growing increasingly disgruntled, chicks would gladly go on fleecing males in an unfair, exploitative, gynocentric environment. However, the collective feminine's hypergamy-driven lust for more and more and more has showcased females' true nature and misandry in the public arena for all to see, which is beginning to stir males from female benevolence slumber. And Sheilas see males rousing from brainwashed subjugation, and so the elevated class is desperate to quell any male uprising or loss of battleground. So females are hastily charging the castle, laying down an audacious siege to take from males through rape accusation. This is a transparent desperate move by the collective feminine to take control before the collective masculine gets fed up enough to quell female temper tantrums. So chicks, as a sex, are rightfully nervous that their now transparent greed and dislike of males will come back to bite them in the ass, which is a precarious position since they require male utility. Moreover, females can see how ridiculous they are looking, as mirrored in the desperate, ravenous, power-grabbing actions of their sisters. They know how silly they are, and they know guys are starting to see it as well. And so, it is Plan B time, and this is what you will see. 1. You will see females continue power usurpation through victimization at a quickening rate before guys put them in their place. And this is what you are seeing with females coming out of the woodwork to bring down public males through rape accusations. This is their first attempt to take everything before the sleeping giant fully awakens. This encompasses all the trendy hashtag movements you see from females. Now, the second thing you will observe is the opposite, female treason, chicks turning on and criticizing the collective feminine. Wow, they are finally getting it, right? Not so much. This is much subterfuge. It is merely a plan of mitigation to turn on the collective feminine and feign male ally sympathies for personal exoneration and protection. And this is the increasing wave of unicorns that has been arriving everywhere lately. The predictability here is elementary. Chicks see how ridiculous the actions of other females make them all look, and they also see the righteous anger building in the male populace. Most importantly, they are starting to feel the absence of males withdrawing from society or social interactions. And so, still hopelessly dependent on males, they switch from the vinegar to the honey approach to attract the utility they require. And so they advertise identification with disgruntled males and criticize crazy feminists, which sounds like a golden siren's call to hurting, disillusioned males. Oh, yes, they will do a lot of talking. They would never do that to a guy. They are not like that. They believe in male authority. They have sons they are concerned for. They like guys. They are attracted to guys. They know what guys want to hear. And indeed, they will parrot anything to emotionally disarm men, leaving them vulnerable to Trojan horse attack of utility usurpation. But we have done this all before. It's called traditionalism, and parasitism is parasitism, whether you call it feminism or conservatism. The second wave of sympathetic females, bolstered by all the pleasantries, entitlements, and rights feminism has secured them, these demure, sweet unicorns are simply trying to divorce themselves from the rest of their power and provision-hungry sex, and act like they are different. They would not steal helpless male foreskin. They would work to support their man. They would encourage a female draft. They would be for equal sentencing standards. They would endorse the removal of female-enriching divorce entitlements. They would like to prosecute females that falsely or maliciously ruin males with words. They would be all for males hitting females back. They would love to bring flowers to their men and open his doors. They would like to go back to men running the house. Their lips sizzle with everything they think these angry, depreciated man-shovels want to hear in order to capitalize on this growing threat to their utility flow. You see, there is mass evolution taking place right now by females. Skirts everywhere are, this very moment, mulling over damage control because their cat is out of the bag. Gynocentrism is on the rampage, and guys are starting to take notice, and chicks are getting scared their parasitic devices are being understood. Quite simply, the bubble of free candy from dudes is threatening to burst. So women, all women, are scrambling to figure out how to prevent it or come out looking clean if the devalued giant awakens. Most females are actively investing their eggs in the feminist basket, hedging their bets that feminism will outlast conservatism and bend males to their will despite males awakening to the spoiled brat's transparent quackery and clear power grab. Now, other females are embarrassed by the pathetic behaviors of their sex, and they are trying to take the moral high ground to retain male utility. These are the unicorns, and you will see a resurgence of conservative females as the manhunt worsens in coming years. This is simply females flipping to plan C and reverting to man-pleasing, demure conservative unicorns to avoid implication in war crimes with the rest of their sex. You will see a striking increase in self-proclaimed unicorns. In fact, I've seen this already. But beware, a parasite in shiny bows is still a parasite. You see, despite propaganda that females are the be-all, end-all, reality is that females need males. And through increasing male objection to social engineering, females are now realizing they have pushed males too hard, and now they are trying to ease up to keep the male utility flowing. And a lot of guys are falling for this subterfuge, because most guys are only awakening due to increased social toxicity. Most guys are shades of purple pill, who still believe or want to believe in feminine benevolence. They are custom-made suckers for this new female unicorn tactic, designed to retain male utility. Again, females need male protection and provision, so they cannot let males walk away. Thus, they are putting on their ally face to capitalize on these validation-addicted males, awakening only because they can no longer ignore malicious female intent. Gentlemen, do not be fooled. No matter what they say or do, they need provision from you. You are the prize. You hold all the value cards. And so all the sweet words and actions are to benefit them, not because they truly care about the suffering of males as beings. Now, indeed, there will be some mothers that are concerned for their son's welfare, since females care for offspring. So a few mothers may genuinely object to the devaluation of sons, but not at the expense of losing the chivalry or equal outcome they are acclimated to. Most females who are mothers are squeezing their sons for obedience and utility just like every other male. So they really do not care about male suffering beyond how it impacts them personally. So, my friends, sit back and watch the show. Feminism will become more radicalized as they seek to precipitate more momentum to take over society. And, simultaneously, watch females' reversion to traditionalism. Quite simply, watch the polarization intensify. Male-loathing, female supremacist lesbians on the one end, and sweet, demure, sandwich-making unicorns on the other. But these are all tactics serving the same agenda, to leech male utility. I regret to inform everyone, gynocentrism goes deeper than political affiliations or religion. It is inherent programming in our very human structure. Sorry guys, you are not immune to anything, and you need to see these unicorns for what they are, nags trying to switch sides to avoid misandry war crimes prosecution. You see, swinging up the provisional tree is females' instinct, and they enlist anything and everything to affect results, including the use of feminism, to get superior entitlements. Yet now, it's becoming a liability, and they are ready to abandon it and go to the next disguise to continue usurping protection and provision from the workhorses they see beginning to awaken. Gentlemen, if you are content settling for the illusion of unicorns who truly care about you and your feelings and your dreams and hopes and desires and welfare, then great. Embrace the new wave of unicorns. But my friends, you do not have to settle when you understand that you are the prize. They desire enrichment from you. You hold all the bargaining chips. So, no, a blowjob and a sandwich is not near equal in value to what you offer. You are the prize. You are the creative forces in this existence. You dictate how others treat you. You are awesome. Do not settle for treatment less than that of a king. And conquering your need for validation will truly empower you, because you realize that you need nothing from the other party. They come to solicit because they need from you. You are the critical element in the equation. They are not. They come to beg from you. Male need for validation is a saboteur. It causes males to give away their value for peanuts. Male genius, ability, and utility is like a pristine LaFerrari that males will sell for 15 or 20 grand because they are desperate for money. Validation desperation is an enemy to males. Either way, a sex war is here. It is females and their white knights against all other males. And you will see this intensify and worsen. Yet, no matter what happens, my friends, understand that you are amazing. You are wonderful. You are not lesser in value. You are not disposable. My friends, stand with me. Live free.